Hi, I'm Dan Krynas, host of the Leader of Learning podcast, a part of the Education Podcast Network, just like the show you're listening to now. Shows on the network are individually owned and opinions expressed may not reflect others. Find other interesting education podcasts at edupodcastnetwork.com.
Welcome to the Ditch That Textbook Podcast, a daily show to equip, inform, and inspire educators to teach with less reliance on the textbook through technology, creativity, and innovation. I'm your host, Matt Miller. Let's get started. This is episode 128 of the Ditch That Textbook Podcast, a member of the Education Podcast Network, coming to you from the Ditch That Textbook World Headquarters here at my house in West Central Indiana. Wanted to let you know that today is the last day for the Ditch That Textbook Digital Summit, free online conference for teachers, more than 50 video presentations, certificates of completion for professional development credit. We've got some really good presentations in there about a wide variety of topics. We've got some of the folks that you know from, some of the education blogs and the books and the presentations you may have seen at conferences and stuff. We've got some National Teachers of the Year in there, New York Times bestselling authors, just a wide variety of presenters. We've got practicing classroom teachers in there. So you can head over to ditchsummit.com to get registered if you want to check out all the video presentations. And I'll tell you what, even if you don't get to any of the video presentations, if you go register, you can jump into the speaker pages and download the PDF notes. We've got really good detailed notes from all of the presentations. So even if you can't watch any of the videos, you could jump in and get some of the PDF notes. So anyway, ditchsummit.com if you want to go check that out. And that wraps up today. So today I wanted to share with you a quote that I heard recently. That I was listening to a podcast and heard this, and it made me stop the podcast and rewind it and write this quote down. And it had such an impact on me. I wanted to share it with you. And I think that this is an important thing to think of, especially right now as we're gearing up for a new semester and trying to, make sure that we've got things going in the right direction. And so here's the quote. It's attributed to Christian Anderson, who they said in the podcast is a brand expert. So branding, marketing, advertising, stuff like that. He's a brand expert. And so here's what he said. He said, "It's important to realize that you will be known for what you do. So you'd better get busy doing what you want to be known for." Let me say that one more time. It's important to realize that you will be known for what you do. So you'd better get busy doing what you want to be known for. So this hit me really hard because I do a lot of stuff, and I'll bet that you do too. And not all of that stuff is the kind of stuff that I want to be known for. Now, when I say known for, I'm not necessarily, I'm not talking about like, oh, I want to be well known. I want to be popular and I want to be a celebrity and all of that stuff. But I think no matter what our walk of education is, we got into it for a reason. And I'd say that's the thing that we want to be known for. Whether we're in the classroom with students K-12, what do we want to be known for is like what kind of impact do we want to make? If we're working with adult learners in a professional development setting, it's the same way. And so for me, I look at the kind of stuff that I do on a day-to-day basis, and there's some of it that doesn't lead to what I want to be known for. It's easy for me to get trapped in email and on social media and, just meetings and calls and stuff like that. Sometimes that stuff takes me away from the things that I really want to be known for. So it says, you'd better get busy doing what you want to be known for. For me, being in this, supporting teachers role right now, a lot of that has to do with, you know, writing helpful blog posts, recording podcast episodes like this, you know, honing my presentations that I do for teachers. You know, that's the kind of stuff that I think is going to really move the needle. And that's the stuff I want to be known for. So I've got to be careful when I'm not in front of my learners that the time that I spend is focused on what I want to be known for. And then when I am in front of my learners, I've got to keep the first thing the first thing. You know, so again, it's easy to get sidetracked. It's easy to get off topic. It's easy to do some of the little piddly stuff, sometimes because it distracts you from the things that are tricky to dig into. You know, it's like, have you ever done that before? The things that you know that you should be doing, but you kind of procrastinate on them by doing the little things that don't make as much impact. So anyway, I wanted to share this quote with you today because it's had a big impact on me. Let me say it one more time. It's important to realize that you'll be known for what you do. So you'd better get busy doing what you want to be known for. So I hope for you, you've got a good, clear picture of what you want to be known for. And I hope this encourages you to get busy to do just that. Thanks for listening to the Ditch That Textbook podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you love it, be sure to leave a review and rating on iTunes to help others find the show. Thanks for listening and happy ditching.